Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment. Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 29th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,100 head will be offered, including 3,300 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, and 16,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
President Donald Trump made a comprehensive package offer to the Democrats on Saturday afternoon of this past weekend. And even before he had uttered a word, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the U.S. House, had rejected that compromise. So, as a result, no end in sight to the partial government shutdown that does include the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And that's starting to have a real impact on agricultural producers. One bit of good news is that we've got one more day of FSA county offices to be open tomorrow, Tuesday, after the Martin Luther King holiday. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says for cattle producers, the big worry right now, as far as the closure is concerned, is all about the data.
Well, the biggest impact for agricultural markets, for the most part, is the effects of NAS being shut down. Now, it's not only that, because some of the trade data comes from other sources. The one thing that is positive in this situation is that AMS has remained open, so we continue to get market price reports, but we're not getting any of the NAS reports. So we missed all the crop reports in January up to this point. The cattle reports that we normally would get, the monthly cattle on feed, and more importantly, the annual cattle inventory reports will be delayed now because those surveys were not sent out in the first part of January as they normally would. So it begins to be an impact, and the impacts accumulate as we go forward if we don't get back on track and get to picking up some of this information.
Now, the cattle on feed report should have been out this coming Friday, January 25th. The cattle inventory report should have been out at the end of the month on the 31st of January. As Daryl mentioned, it's not going to happen, at least on those dates. The question is exactly when we'll get that data. And Daryl, keeping that in mind, this is information that a lot of folks will normally use to try to plan their year ahead. Any advice for producers right now?
Well, I guess in general, I would say don't change what your plans are at this point. We do have more uncertainty about some of these things, so you might want to be prepared to review things when we do get that information. Hopefully we get caught up and get that at some point. But, you know, we are still getting price data, so we're kind of monitoring the ongoing flow of markets in the short run. And again, that looks fairly positive at this point. So I wouldn't make any major changes. But obviously, at some point, as we get a little farther down the road, we're going to be making more decisions for the growing season, be it on the forage side or on the crop side. And it will be more and more important that we have this information.
Thank you, Daryl. Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale, featuring 60 breeding-age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.